News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court has preserved women's access to mifepristone, the drug used in the most common method of abortion, rejecting lower court restrictions while a lawsuit continues. The U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces in coming weeks on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is speeding the effort to get the tanks on the front lines, and he's confident the Abrams can help in the Russia fight.
Put Ukraine's forces in a position to continue to succeed on the battlefield.
The training will happen in Germany, where Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley met with defense leaders from around the world to coordinate more weapons deliveries to Ukraine. The tanks that will arrive next month are the training version. 31 others are being refitted for combat, and once they arrive...
There is no silver bullet in this case, but I do think the M1 tank, when it's delivered and it reaches its operational capability, that it'll be very effective.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Prosecutors have formally dismissed a charge of involuntary manslaughter against Alec Baldwin. It stemmed from the fatal shooting 2 years ago of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his film Rust. An involuntary manslaughter charge against the weapons supervisor on the film is unchanged. Republican leaders in Montana have silenced a transgender lawmaker, the House Speaker refusing to allow Representative Zoe Zephyr to speak on the chamber floor until she apologizes for saying lawmakers would have blood on their hands if they passed a ban on gender-affirming care. The U.S. is on a record pace for mass killings this year. Donna Warder has the numbers.
An analysis of data from the Associated Press and USA Today show mass shootings happening on average of one every 6.5 days.
After cutting vehicle prices 4 times this year, Tesla raised them overnight on its slow-selling, more expensive models. This is AP News. The Supreme Court this week heard the case of a mail carrier who refused to deliver Amazon packages on Sundays.
They shouldn't have to choose between their job and their faith.
In an AP interview, Gerald Groff says he was forced to decide between working on Sunday and keeping his job.
I actually told my postal supervisors, I feel like you're boxing me into a corner and you're asking me to choose to do what you say, the postal supervisor, or to do what God says.
Postal officials initially tried to get substitutes, but they couldn't always accommodate him. He ultimately quit his job at the Postal Service and sued for discrimination.
To give that up to deliver Amazon packages would be to give up everything that we believe in. It's a day we set aside to honor God, to worship God, to come together as believers.
The justices seemed in broad agreement that businesses like the Postal Service can't cite minor costs or hardships to reject requests to accommodate religious practices. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.